Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udhirayet. Tad anga sangha pramuda kulendriya. Kesham dukulan kucha patikamba. Nancha prati vyodhum alam praja striyo. Visrasta malabharana kududvaha. Tadang with him. Anga sangha. From the bodily contact. Pramudha. The joy. Akula. Overflowing. Indriya. Whose senses? Keshan, the hair. Dukulam, dresses. Kuchapatikam, the garments covering their breasts. Ba, or. Na, not. Anja, easily. Pratibyodham, to keep properly arranged. Alam, capable. Braja Striha, the women of Braja. Visrasta, scattered. Mala, the flower garlands. Abharanaha, and ornaments. Kuru Udvaha, a most eminent member of the Kuru dynasty. Translation: their senses overwhelmed by the joy of having his physical association. The gopis could not prevent their hair, their dresses, and the clothes covering their breasts from becoming disheveled. Their garlands and ornaments scattered, O hero of the Kuru dynasty. Text 18. The wives of the demigods, observing Krishna's playful activities from their airplanes, were entranced and became agitated with lust. Indeed, even the moon and his entourage, the stars, became astonished. Text number 19. Expanding himself as many times as there were cowherd women to associate with, the Supreme Lord, though self-satisfied, playfully enjoyed their company. Remesa Bhagavans Tabi Atmaramo Pililaya. Purport: according to Srila Vishnu of Chakravarti, as Srila Vishnu of Chakravarti Thakur points out, it has already been explained that Lord Krishna is eternally free from all material desires, perfect on the platform of spiritual satisfaction. in your presence. Text 20. Seeing that the gopis were fatigued from conjugal enjoyment, my dear Krishna, merciful Krishna, my dear King, merciful Krishna lovingly wiped their faces with his comfortable hand. The best of the crudeness is Prichadaraj, my dear King. Text 21. The gopis honored their hero with smiling glances, sweetened by the beauty of their cheeks and the effulgence of their curly locks and glittering golden earrings. Overjoyed from the touch of his fingernails, they chanted the glories of his all-merciful transcendental pastimes. Lord Krishna's text 22. Lord Krishna's garland had been crushed during the conjugal dalliance with the gopis and coloured vermilion by the kunkum powder on their breath. And coloured vermilion. To dispel the fatigue of the gopis, Krishna entered the water of the Jamuna, followed swiftly by bees who were singing like the best of the Gandharvas. He appeared like a lordly elephant entering the water to relax in the company of his consorts. Indeed, the Lord had transgressed all worldly and Vedic morality, just as a powerful elephant might break the dikes in a paddy field. Text 23. My dear King, in the water, Krishna found himself being splashed on all sides by the laughing gopis, who looked at him with love. As the demigods worshipped him by showering flowers from their aeroplanes, the self-satisfied Lord took pleasure in playing like the king of the elephants. When the Lord strolled through a small forest on the bank of the Jamuna, the forest was filled to its limits with breezes carrying the fragrances of all the flowers growing on the land and in the water. Followed by his entourage of bees and beautiful women, Lord Krishna appeared like an intoxicated elephant with his she elephants. Purport. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravati, it is implicit here that after playing in the water, Lord Krishna had his body massaged, and that he then dressed himself in his favourite clothing before resuming his pastimes with the gopis. Text 25. Although the gopis were firmly attached to Lord Krishna, whose desires are always fulfilled. The Lord was not internally affected by any mundane sex desire. Still, to perform his pastimes, the Lord took advantage of all those moonlit autumn nights which inspire poetic description of transcendental affairs. Purport. It is difficult to translate into English the word rasa, which indicates the spiritual bliss derived from one's loving relationship with Lord Krishna. That bliss is experienced in the midst of spiritual pastimes with the Lord and his devotees. Srila Vishnu Chakravati explains that great Vaishnava poets like Vyas, Parasara, Jayadev, Lila Shukta, Bilvamangal Thakur, Govardhan Acharya, Govardhana Acharya and Srila Rupa Goswami have tried in their poetry to describe the conjugal affairs of the Lord. These descriptions are never complete, however, since the Lord's pastimes are unlimited. Thus, the attempt to glorify such pastimes is still going on and will go on forever. Now you can see why I was coming to this purport. Lord Krishna arranged an extraordinary season of beautiful autumn nights to enhance his loving affairs, and those autumn nights have inspired the transcendental poets since time immemorial. Mukham karati vachalam pangum langayate kirim chatkripatam aham vande sri gurum dinatarinam. Srimartam Das Thakur In his Srinam Kirtan, he prays glorification of the Six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Echai Goshai Kodi Braja Koilabas Radha Krishna Nito Lila Koryala Prakash. He says that the Six Goswamis, Braja Koilabas, they went to Vrindavan, they were living in Vrindavan. On the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent them to Vrindavan. And what did he tell them to do there? Radha Krishna Nito Lila Koryala Prakash. To manifest the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila, the eternal ongoing pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Korila Prakash. Illuminate them. Or publish them. Prakash means to publish them. So, all of the stories that we hear about Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, actually, they're coming from the writings of the Six Goswamis. And they were absorbed in discussing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna. Sri Gauranga Gunana Vanana Vidho Sridha Samradhyavito Papo Tapana Kinkano Tanabhutam Govindaganamritai Govindagan. Songs about Govinda, the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Always discussing amongst themselves. Radha Krishna Gunashmade Madhuri Manandena Shamohito. In this way, they were constantly enchanted by Radha Krishna Guna, the qualities of Radha and Krishna. Nidra Haraviharaka Kaji Vijito Chatyanta Dino Chio. And in this way, they conquered over eating and sleeping, being fully absorbed in discussing Radha and Krishna. They were getting so much rasa, so much taste, because that's what previously been describing. Discussions of Radha and Krishna's pastimes are non-different from Radha and Krishna themselves. So, in this way, they were always associating with Krishna by discussing him. And similarly, we think, oh, the gopis, you know, they're in Vipralamba, in separation. Krishna left Vrindavan. But he never left the gopis because they were always associating with Krishna by talking about him, by remembering Krishna, by discussing Krishna. He's present there when he's discussed. As he says to Narad Muni, Naham tishtami Vaikunte, I am not in Vaikuntaloka. Jogino Ridaye Shuva, I am not in the hearts of the yogis. Yatra Gayanti Madhbhakta Tatra tishtami Narada. But Tatra tishtami Narada, I am present there. Yatra, where Gayanti Madhbhakta, my devotees are discussing. This is actually our, we could say, inheritance in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. These discussions of Krishna, glorification of Krishna. Prabhupada explained that such discussions, such glorification is still going on. And here in Bhagavatam, actually, we can analyze that Lord Brahma, he heard Bhagavatam, in essence, Chatur-shloki, from Krishna himself. Four verses. They're called Chatur-shloki Bhagavatam, or the seed, the four verses in second canto you will find, which are the original verses of Bhagavatam, or the seed verses, that Krishna spoke to Lord Brahma. Tene Brahma Ridaya Adikavaye, that he imparted within the heart of Lord Brahma. You know this picture, Lord Brahma sitting on the lotus flower? Nobody else around. He was the only being in the creation. Lord Brahma Adikavaye, the first poet. No one else around. And he waited there for 1,000 years. What to do? No one to tell me what to do. No books to read. No internet to connect to. Find out what's going on. Nothing. Just him, alone. So then he heard the sound of the water of the Garbha ocean on the bottom of the lotus stem. Like lapping. and it making the sound tapa, tapa, tapa. And he understood penance. So he performed tapa, austerity, for 1,000 years, meditation. And after purifying himself as a result of that tapasya, then within the heart, Lord Govinda revealed himself and this spiritual Dharma, and Lord Brahma eloquently glorified the eternal Dharma of the Lord in the Brahma Samhita, Chintamani. It's made of transcendental gems, Prakada Sadmashukalpa Brikshu, where there's wish fulfilling trees, Lakshavriteshu Shurubhyavipalayantam. What is it? Lakshmi Shahasya Shadasam Brahmasevimanam. And the Lord Govinda is surrounded by hundreds and thousands. Sahasra Shata. Hundreds of thousands. Sahasra Shatasam Brahmasevimanam. Of Lakshmi, so we're serving him. And it goes on, Brahma Samhita, such beautiful glorification. Sri Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpa Taraval Pumadramish Chintamani Ganamayitoyamam Ritam. That he's surrounded there by their loving consorts who are worshipping him in the conjugal mood. And the water is like, every step is a dance. And kata amr, every word is a song. Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Taravo. Drumabhumish. The earth is like jewels. Drumabhumish. Chintamani. Yeah.
The soil is touched on.
Yeah, that's right.
And the water is
nectar. And Dhruma Mishchintamani Katamai Amritam. And then the flute is the Lord's favourite associate. So he saw all this in the heart, Lord Brahma. Then, Lord Brahma, he began to create, hearing the instructions of Lord Govinda in the heart, he began to create the universes. It's called Visharga. The original creation is called Sarga, when the Lord expands in the different elements, the material nature, the gross material elements, intelligence, mind, 10 senses, tanmatra, sense objects, are created by Vishnu, Sarga. After that is the creation of Lord Brahma, the Visharga, universal creation. He creates the whole universe, 14 planetary systems. And then he begins to populate, no one around, just empty planets. So he begins to populate. What does he do? He begins to create progeny from his mind, Lord Brahma. Who's Lord Brahma's wife? Yeah, but before she was created, he was creating progeny from his mind. Persons like who?
Shiva.
Lord Shiva. And who? The four Kumaras. And who?
Narad
Muni. Swayambhuva Manu. And his wife, Satarupa, who are like the original mother and father of mankind, Swayambhuva Manu. And they began to populate the universes. So Narad Muni, he was one of the original 9 sons of Lord Brahma, created from the mind. So in Bhagavatam's second canto, it describes Sri Narad Muni was the best of Lord Brahma's mental sons. Why was he the best? Because he, most out of all the mental sons of Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, he embraced the essential mission of his father, Lord Brahma, which is to establish a process whereby the conditioned souls can return back to the spiritual world. And all out of all those mental sons of Lord Brahma, Narad Muni became the most, we could say, predominant missionary out of all the sons. So Narad Muni, he learnt this essential knowledge of Bhagavatam from Lord Brahma. And in second canto, a whole description of their conversation is going on. Narad's thinking that Lord Brahma was the chief engineer and the supreme lord. And in two chapters of second canto, Lord Brahma, he's explaining that beyond me there is a superior power from whom I am getting all of my abilities to create. Oh, who is that? not Lord Narad Muni inquires. And in this way he was educated in Krishna consciousness. And Lord Brahma ordered Narad Muni, expand on this. What I have explained to you, expand on this. And in this way he was given the instruction to expand and to continue with the mission of the glorification of the Lord and his qualities and pastimes. So Narad Muni, how did he expand upon that order of Lord Brahma? He expanded by making disciples and creating preachers. Narad Muni, that's his business. Who are some of the famous disciples of Narad Muni? Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Srila Vyasadeva, Magari the Hunter. So this is Narad's business. In England, when Prabhupada was there in 1970s, he built a temple in Buri Place, and he said, keep an asan in the temple, because when they have kirtan, Narad Muni comes and sits down to participate and watch the kirtan. So this is his business. He's transcendental spaceman. He can go anywhere and everywhere in the universe. No limitation. As he is, as we could say, travelled as Krishna himself. He is the universal frequent flyer. And he can go anywhere, any place. Spiritual world, material world, lower planets, higher planets, Vrindavan, Dwarka, you name it, he can go there. Absolutely no restriction. And he just travels since the beginning of the universe. He's travelling. He was given at the beginning, that was previous kalpa. Next kalpa, he appeared again from the body of Lord Brahma in a transcendental body, Narad Muni. So, of course, he was initiated by the Bhaktivedantas and given by instructions on how to develop Krishna consciousness. And in that way, and then he took birth as son of Lord Brahma. And then, so he's travelling, so Vyas. Interesting. Vyasadev. He had done so much work. What had Vyas done? He had written all of the Vedas. Veda is the Shabda, was the Shabda, the Shabda Brahman in the Shruti mantra form. Not written down. Simply mantras. The Shruti, Veda means sound, Shruti. There's no Sanskrit language for Veda. It is only a sound, Shruti, mantra. And it is propagated through sound. Guru to disciple through the ear, mantra, Shruti. So, seeing that in Kali Yuga, people are so unqualified, Vyasa understood the anomalies as described. He understood that in Kali Yuga, people will not be able to retain Vedic knowledge in their intelligence simply by hearing. So he therefore took upon him the task of compiling Vedic literature. Veda Vyas. Vyas means he who divines. He categorized the Vedic literature into different compartments and arranged for their transcription. So that in Kali Yuga we can always have access to the Vedic knowledge in the literary form. Before Vyasadeva, no literary form of Veda, only sound. So Vyas did this great work, extraordinary service to mankind. Compiled the four Vedas. After that he compiled the Upanishads, which was specifically dealing with the philosophical aspects of the Vedas, apart from the rituals. Traigunda Vishaya Veda, Krishna explains in the second chapter, the Vedas deal mainly with the three modes of material nature. But the Upanishads go on to discuss the transcendence. But even the Upanishads, very difficult for a common man to understand. Therefore he compiled, at the end of all that, Vedanta. The conclusion of the Vedas in one book, the Vedanta, or the Vedanta Sutra, or the Brahma Sutras by Vyas. A very important philosophical treatise, conclusion of all the Vedas. But that also, very difficult to understand. Murka tumi tomanahika Vedanta arika. Ishwarapuri said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you fool! What do you know about the Vedanta? You have no qualification to study Vedanta. Ishvara Puri said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Murka to me, you're a fool. Vedanta, what is it? Murka to me, Vedanta, Murka to me, Vedanta Adhika." And here we have Vedanta Society. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself felt unqualified to study Vedanta, or acted to show example, and we have Vedanta Society. What cheating process is that? Krishnanam chabashada e mantrashar. Just chant, Ishvara Puri said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna is the essence of the Vedas. So, he wrote Vedanta. And after that, even more was required. So he wrote Mahabharata, which is full of stories related to the current political situation, a good strategy for preaching. Vyasadeva, he intertwined, he mixed the philosophy into the current political situation, because Prabhupada explains people like to hear, you know, about what's going on in Lebanon, what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in Afghanistan. And then, okay, so Vyasadeva, he made stories, he wrote the history of the politics, and within that he included the Prabhupada says Vyas and Krishna combined together to do benefit for mankind. Because Krishna, in within that political situation, he spoke Gita Upadesh, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Mahabharata, and then more, 18 Puranas, he wrote, all of this was there. Still he was feeling dissatisfied. First canto, chapter 5, Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva feeling dissatisfied. Even though he'd done so much, a great welfare worker, a great poet, a great servitor of mankind, more he had done at that point, he'd done more than anyone has ever done or anyone will ever do in terms of welfare work for mankind in the literary field. Still he was feeling unsatisfied. Now we, you know, here we are, we're mental speculators, we publish one book on our desktop publisher and we become all puffed up. Yes, I'm a writer, I've written and published several books. Yes, we're fully satisfied. Vyas had done so much, unsatisfied. At that time, Sri Narad Muni appeared, his guru. And he gave him the same message that Lord Brahma had given him, that he explained, you've done so much work, but you've neglected the actual, real, main business. What is that? To bring people to Krishna consciousness. To bring people to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. But they don't know, Vedeshu Dullabha. This conclusion is very difficult to get through the Vedas. Dullabha, hard to get. Vedeshu Dullabha, through the Vedas. So actually Narad said very strong words. He immediately took the position of Guru. He chastised Vyas. You have done a disservice, he said. Jugupshitam, abominable. You've done a disservice to mankind. Why? Because you've given them evidence to avoid surrender to Krishna. You've very elaborately facilitated them to forget Krishna with so much evidence. And Prabhupada explains, they will say, no, Krishna, in Vedas it is explained that we should enjoy this material world in a religious way and not get out of this material world. And this way Prabhupada explains that you've actually done a disservice, because in the name of religion you're actually perpetuating their material existence. Of course, that is karma. Prescribed sense enjoyment is better than vikarma. And then those who don't follow any regulations for material happiness. Of course, Vyas had given he'd saved us from the vikarma by giving us karma, prescribed duty for material happiness. But you haven't actually given them, the essence, which is akarma, is getting out of bondage from your material attachment and getting back to where we belong. What's the point? You're a prisoner in the cell, okay, so you do all the right things, you know, you make all the right connections, you play the rules, you become a first class prisoner. Nice cell, nice facility, you can enjoy so much. But what's the point? Actually, best is to get out of the prison. Get out of the prison. And then Narad chastising Vyas. You've simply enabled them to become first-class prisoners. At the best, sattvagunis. Come to sattvaguna, brahminical life, by gradually progressing through the varnashram, prescribed duties, many lifetimes, varnashram dharma. But being absorbed in this, they've forgotten what is the end, what is the goal, what is the end. So in this way, he said, therefore you should write one book which simply glorifies Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Without any other interest, without any other considerations, you should write one book which simply is dedicated to glorification of Krishna's pastimes. And he's explaining, tad bhag visharga janatarga viplava jasmin pratishlokam abhadyavatyapi namani anantasya yashon kintaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. He says such literature, which is full of the transcendental description of the transcendental pastimes, the qualities, the form, the name of Lord Hari, is visharga, a different type of creation. And it is jashmin pratishlokam janatarga viplava. Every syllable of such literature, Narad explains, pratishlokam, janataga viplava, is so powerful. It can janataga, the sinful lives of the people in general, viplava, can undergo revolution on the basis of one syllable of such glorification.
Bhagavatam.
Harikatha, glorification of Krishna and his pastimes. It's so powerful that one syllable. We're discussing with teachers, come and teach Bhakti Bhai Bhava, and they say, Prabhu, I'd like to teach that section. I wrote back, Yasmin Priti Shlokam Abadi. Every syllable is sufficient to create a revolution in the whole of the planet. And they say, yes, Prabhu, I'll teach this section. Whatever you say. Prabhupada comments in the purport to that actually he writes, Prabhupada is reflecting Narad's statements there, and he's explaining how that even in my endeavours to translate this Srimad Bhagavatam into English, there will be so many mistakes, because English is not my mother tongue, and so many. And he says, however, because the subject matter in itself is so necessary and so glorious, namani anantasya yashon shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sarva. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti, it will be heard, it will be sung, it will be grinanti, accepted by sarva, by the saintly persons or honest persons or the genuine persons. Will accept, that people actually, they're looking for this. Everyone is looking for this. When I was in New Zealand a couple of weeks ago, one young man came, he just got a book. Previous day on the street, never any contact with the devotees. And when he met one devotee, got a book, he got invited to the loft. So he said that from the time he got the book, he has been reading the book. He said he came with science. I said, which book? He said, Science of Self-Realization. I said, oh, Baba, finished. You materialized, finished. But so many people become devotees. You say, what was the first book? You say, Science of Self-Realization. Finishes all your mental speculation. One powerful blow. Prabhupada's writing. So he was saying, I'm reading this book. You say, no, it's true. I've been looking for this everywhere. That's what it means when Prabhupada explains Srinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Sarava. That you can't go away from Prabhupada's books once you read them. This is, you know that it, there, this is, you can't go beyond this. You cannot go higher than this. That Nitya Krishna Das, that I am meant for pleasing Krishna, and I have no other qualification, no, nothing else, only 100% I am meant for giving pleasure to Krishna, then I will be happy. He is the supreme enjoyer, as we are hearing, Atmarama. He has the capacity, we are imitating in this material world, this is the problem. Atmendriya Prithivancha Tare Bolikam, that we are trying to become the enjoyer, that we are thinking that it's too energy, manipulate it, according to my plan, I will become happy, I will get satisfied. We're imitating the Purusha. The Purusha is Krishna. He is the enjoyer, his Shakti. Shaktiman, it is his potency. It is created by him to give him pleasure. We are without jurisdiction, taking that property, trying to use it to enjoy. And this is the problem. It's impossible. Because we're not meant for enjoying the material energy. And when we try to enjoy the material energy, we get the suffering that goes along with that at every step. And in this way, the materialists, manashashtan indriyani kashati, they're struggling in this material world. Why they're struggling? Because all of their endeavors are frustrated, because they can never get that satisfaction, because they don't have the supreme enjoyer, and unlawfully. Sounds, and we surrender. The word is surrender. Mam ekam sharanam. What is surrender means what? I'm showing the white flag. What does that mean? I surrender. It means I've given up trying to enjoy. That's what surrender means. I've given up. I've dropped that program to try to enjoy. Because I cannot enjoy material nature. It doesn't work. And then even you make so much, in the end, you know, you just see that they're so dull, they can't see. That you're on a downward, you know, you're just on a downward spiral with old age. Hands up all those who are not growing old. Hands up all Mahatma Babu, would tell us how many people come see you every day. The disease, it comes to everybody, even the most successful employees. They disease. They grow old. It's all taken. How can you call that enjoyment? Here, going further away, finished, give up the body. And this is the enjoyment. And it's impossible. Unlawful. So, that is the essence that we can get by one syllable of Bhagavatam. That he is the enjoyer, and that's it. Prabhupada's book is so powerful. Why is it called Bhagavad Gita as it is? Because on every page, in every purport, Prabhupada gives this essential conclusion. That's why Prabhupada's books are so powerful, because you just read one page, it's Prabhupada said one word, one line. That's why, because you hear it. Those who are, you know, sufficiently pious activities or Vaishnava Kripa, then that's it, you're changed. It enters in the ear. That's it. You are not the enjoyer. You are imitating the supreme enjoyer, you are not this body. And that's why Prabhupada's books are so powerful. They're so clever. Because why are they so powerful? Because they're coming directly in the same missionary line of Narad Muni, of Lord Brahma, of Vyasadeva. Narad said to Vyas, so then you compile this book. Uru kama shakala vanda muktaya samadina anushmana tad vichyeshtitam. Aho mahabhaga bhavana moga drik suchi sravasatra rato dridhar vrata. O mahabhagi, O greatly fortunate one. Suchi, you're clean. Sravasatya, situated in goodness. Dridha vratai. And you have firm determination. Uru kama shakila vanda muktaya samadina anushmarata dvijiyeshtitam. Meditate on the pastimes of Urukuna and compile them, write them. Meditate, samadhi, meditate. Lord Brahma only heard four verses. Narad ordered Vyas, meditate on this message. Urukama shakila vanda, on the qualities and characteristics and pastimes of Urukama. Urukama, the powerful Lord who. And he wrote 18,000 verses from his meditation. Vyas sat down on the banks of the Saraswati and he just began compiling. Shakti, the power of the Lord. And then, through our disciplic succession coming through Narad Muni, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, Veda Vyas. So Prabhupada has inherited the same mission. And Prabhupada writes in several places in the second canto, we are simply trying to serve this and continue this same missionary project of Lord Brahma and Narad Muni. So, as the inheritors of Prabhupada's mission, we should understand that this is the essence of the teachings of Vedanta. To teach the conditioned souls about Krishna consciousness, about their relationship with Krishna, about their sambandha gyan, their relationship with God, their relationship with this material nature. To continue the educational program Narad Muni, Srila Vyasadeva and Prabhupada have perpetuated. To continue this program, this is the business. We can improve our Janmashtami program, even though it's very good, we can improve by trying to educate the people who visit in this knowledge. That would be an improvement. Sandini Shakti Maharaji was there giving out books, but actually that could be improved even more. We can meditate for next year. That people come, they hear Hari Kirtan, they see the deity worshipped, they honour, they directly engage in deity worship by honouring the prasad, by bowing down, and they hear the deity's message. That package should be there. That they hear the message. We're to facilitate that. We have here Abhishek, tabla, all of this. We also have to have some corner where they come through in the conveyor belt and they're hearing Gita Upadesh, the instructions of the deity. That should be there to actually make this program more pleasing to Krishna, more pleasing to Prabhupada. So that's something we can meditate on for next time. We can have a roster system. The devotees just go and sit. People come through and there all night is going on. Teachings about Lord Krishna, education on Krishna consciousness. And people can sit, people will sit. And too crowded in the temple room, too crowded there, they can sit. They can hear. Yasmin prati shlokam, even one word, even one line of Prabhupada's books is sufficient to enter their ear, change their heart. What am I doing here? I am not the enjoyer. I am meant for serving Krishna. That will make me happy. Came to the temple, yes. We saw Govindaji, yes. And Prasad, very nice. And dancing, yes. And what did Govinda say to you? No message. Mamikam Sharanam. I didn't hear that. I'm supposed to serve Krishna. I am Krishna's servant. No one told me that. So this is essential. This component cannot be overlooked. That's why he comes. That's why he appears. Speaks Bhagavad Gita. Because Glanir Bhavadiba Abhyutanama Dharmasha. Dharma Sangstapanataya. He comes to establish Dharma Sangstapanataya. He speaks it. Dharma Sangstapanataya, he speaks Upadesh. So we have to repeat that. That servant of Krishna. At every opportunity. And Mahaprabhu is saying, Jari Deka, Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh. Amar Agyai Guru Ho E Tara E Desh. Mahaprabhu says, whoever you see, Jari Deka, Tarikaha. He says, you have to tell them, Krishna Upadesh. The instructions of Krishna. Amar Agyai Guru Ho, you become a teacher. You have to tell them, Tara E Desh. And you're telling them, that will deliver them. So in order of Mahaprabhu, Jari Deka, Tarikaha. You have to tell them. Not that they just come, they go see everything. No one tells them. You have to tell them. The teachings of Lord Krishna, Krishna Upadesh. Jai. Any questions? Prajaj Shama Bhagavatam ki Shri Prabhupada ki.
Lord, thank you for the opportunity to thank Lord Krishna Prabhu for coming to Melbourne, giving us his association and teaching. He's leaving back to Sridharan Kumar for today.
We'd like to request all the devotees from Mahabhur Mahaprabhu Mandir to pray to Shishirata Balava. That myself and my wife and
always remain under there.